BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, has praised David Cameron for showing firm leadership in dealing with the public row between two cabinet ministers. The Education Secretary, Michael Gove, has apologised. A close adviser to the Home Secretary, Theresa May, has been sacked. Mr Hague said both were fantastic ministers, but there had to be discipline in government. Dave Penman of the union, which represents senior civil servants, said problems arose when aides did things that were incompatible with the wider interests of a government.
When special advisers do their job properly, which the vast majority of them do, that makes for better government. What we end up dealing with is the exceptions, when they go beyond what is reasonable, what is expected of them, or when ministers effectively let them off the leash with authority from the minister.
Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, the former head of the army in Egypt, has been sworn in as the country's new president. He was elected last month following the ousting by the armed forces of President Mohamed Morsi. At the invitation of the Pope, President Peres of Israel and the Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas are in Rome in order to pray together for peace in the Middle East. Both men were asked to the Vatican when the Pope was visiting Jerusalem. A health and safety investigation is trying to establish how a farmer and his 8-year-old son came to be overcome by slurry fumes in County Antrim. The boy died and his father is seriously ill in hospital. Sikhs have been marching through London to mark the 30th anniversary of the attack by the Indian Army on the Golden Temple at Amritsar in 1984. The number of people killed is disputed, but could have been as many as 1,000. Andy Murray, who was bundled out of the French Open by Rafael Nadal in straight sets, has appointed a new coach. He's chosen Amélie Mauresmo, the French player who won the women's title at Wimbledon 8 years ago. BBC News.
Now, the final episode of our classic serial Barnaby Rudge by Charles Dickens, dramatised by Mike Walker. As anti-Catholic rioters are burning London, the city becomes a lawless and violent place. Geoffrey Haredale has caught Barnaby's father, the highwayman Captain Midnight, and taken him to Newgate Prison. Barnaby Rudge, Episode 3, A City in Flames, with Ian Glenn as Charles Dickens.
Warder, I have been deputed by the magistrates to deliver this man into your keeping.
Newgate Prison, the dark, secret heart of London, and back from the dead.
William Rudge.
He is wanted in connection with the murder of Reuben Haredale and his wife, as well as a number of highway robberies in the Epping area.
I reckon you can all be damned to hell.
If you will allow me, Warden, I cannot stay. I have urgent business. My niece, her friend, are missing. God knows where.
The dark, secret heart beats still, but for how long? As King Mob stands astride the city.
The House recognizes Sir John Chester!
Yes, sir.
There are those who call for resistance.
And riot, run free in our streets. Yeah. Then let us turn the army loose, yeah, and see the rioters, yeah, blood run free in the gutters. Yeah.
Sir John, have you a moment, Sir John?
Only a fool rushes in, Mr. Gashford, where a rational man might fear to tread.
I don't catch your meaning.
Perhaps, sir, due to your connection with Gordon and his rioters, you should not be in this place.
Yes, of course, I can quite understand, but our agreement, Sir John, that will still stand.
I can think of no agreement, Mr. Gashford, between us.
Well, you...
I think you'll find that my only connection with you, Mr. Gashford, was when I tried to bring about a reconciliation between you and Mr. Haredale, when I endeavoured to establish a dialogue between Lord George and Mr. Haredale, between Protestants and Catholics. I have always been the peacemaker. Until now, when, reluctantly, I have taken up the sword of truth as a last resort to strike down the... You may supply your own metaphor.
All I wanted was a little advantage, a step...
By tomorrow, you will be a wanted felon, Mr. Gashford. Oh, if I were you, I should... take a great many steps, and you may supply your own form of escape. Good day to you, sir.
Sir John! Chester! Chester! Damn you! Please! Please, Sir John!
And so each makes of the mob what he or she must. Advantage, hope, despair, courage, fear, or profit. For one thing is certain, none of us can close our eyes and look away as King Mob goes by.
Are they here? Emma, your daughter.
I've heard nothing, Haredale. I hoped, I prayed.
The house was burnt to the ground. The servants had no knowledge of Emma or... I took William Rudge. He was there, searching for the Catholic gold he believed my brother had hidden.
Aye, she was here. His wife, she told all. He was alive, preying off her, threatening to take her son.
He will pay Varden for everything. But our girls, where in God's name are they?
As to the where, we must follow the track of time back to the when. Haredale Hall, in flames, 24 hours earlier, and two young women stand surrounded by a mob.
Emma, get behind me. You stand back! You're in enough trouble already.
Then I might as well sweep for a tasty bit of skirt too, eh?
Stay away! Leave us alone! I'll stab you. I swear I will.
Not with that pissy little butter knife, darling, you won't.
Oi! Hey, try this, brother. Take him away. All of you, form up. Lord Gordon needs us back in London. Move. I said move it.
You heard the man. The captain's already at his back. He'll meet us out. So pick up your bloody feet, you bloody bulldogs. Follow your section leader.
I know you. You were in the forest. You attacked me. You threatened Joe Willett. You were there.
And now I'm here. And where's precious Joe? Gone for a soldier, I reckon, but not here, darling.
Stay away from me.
How are you going to stop me, missy? There's them that does and them that gets done to in this world. Only looks like that's changing now, don't it?
God, didn't you ever have a mother?
Your mother? You want to know about my mother, because I...
Coach, we found her, it ain't burnt.
The horses?
Horses is fine.
All right, you two keep your mouth shut and climb aboard and we'll get you back to London.
Do you promise we won't be harmed?
I'm like a gypsy as far as promises goes. I know where they end. Now, get your pretty asses inside.
The Boot Inn, London, hard behind the Foundling Hospital. Empty. King Mob has gone west, east, south and north about his grisly business, and no one... But there is one steadfast soldier still at his post. He marches up and down, a hayfork at slope arms, a raven on his hat.
I hope they come back soon, Grip.
Come back, Peter! Come back, Paul! Come back soon, I'll hang you all! Huh?
Don't say such things, Grip or chap. Tain't lucky.
You're a soldier!
That's right, and I shall do my duty. He told me, he said, Barnaby. Grip, where's Ma? I'm Mrs. Ma.
Huh?
It won't be that, Ma. I feel very sad indeed.
You're a soldier!
Sometimes it's hard to be a soldier.
You there! Huh? Drop your weapon! Hands up! Now! The next shot won't miss!
You shall not pass!
Pass my arms!
Grip, come back! Don't leave me alone!
Drop your weapon now!
It ain't a weapon. It's a fork. You gave it me. You said I was doing...
Hang you all! Hang you all!
Ah!
Then there was Mad Meg. Ooh, by the law, she was a fearsome wench. Took an unconscionable time to die, her being so desperate. Not that the crowd minded. Handsome woman in a noose is always a draw.
It's enough, sir. More than enough.
What I was brung up to. Starting as an apprentice, always done it, see? Sending them off to eternity don't mean a thing to me, see? Not to Dennis. Life or death, it's nothing at all. Nothing at all.
But it is. Don't you see? It's the most important thing of all.
Hush, Emma. We are grateful, Mr. Dennis, for your aid, and rest assured that your reward will be all the greater just as long as you stop with all the stories.
Looks like we're here now, anyhow.
Maybe lift the blinds now.
You better get down now, my dears.
Come on, Nat, move it.
Where are we? Are we home? Is my father... This is not home, Dolly. Where are we? Where is this?
This is where we are. Come on.
Ow! Ow! Sim! Oh, Sim, how wonderful! Did Papa send you?
Where do you want him, Captain?
Captain?
Back room. Windows are boarded. Here's the key.
Sim... Simon, it's me. It's
ain't so proud now, is we, Miss Dolly Varden?
Seems like Simon Tappertit has swapped the nightly quest for plain old sinful force majeure.
But Sim!
Button it. Be a good girl and we'll see what we see.
Dolly, I don't think this is a rescue at all.
Where is my father, Sim?
In hell for all I care. And in a week, Dolly, my sweet, you'll be in my bed. All the spirit in the world, Miss Dolly V, and all the fun I'll have putting a bridle on it.
Come on now. Don't want to upset Captain Little Legs, do we?
Is Sim really your captain?
He thinks so.
You know they'll hang you for this.
So, pretty lady, what's to stop me cutting your pretty throat right here and now, since a man can only die once?
Enough there. Lock them up now. When she sees what I have achieved, she'll fall into my arms. Alexander the Great ain't in it. I shall weep for the lack of greater conquests.
I dare say. So what now?
Well, I'm weeping for the lack of ale. So I say, to the boot.
Now our voice has been heard, it will never be unheard. The people have spoken, and what they say is...
Cut a stopper in it, will you? Listen.
Come on, it's open.
Wait. Where's Barnaby?
Where should I know? He's an idiot. He could be anywhere where idiots go. Where do idiots go?
Nowhere. Not when they've been told to stay put.
Ain't that a gleam? Candlelight on... What? I think there's people in there.
That's a knife. A sword. I don't know, maybe a bayonet.
You think they got the troopers out?
They must have took the idiot.
And his bloody bird.
If they took Barnaby, they'd have taken others.
Our comrades.
Aye. And I knows where.
Well, go on.
Newgate, that's where.
Then I suggest we set our comrades free.
And we better see what Mr. Gashford or Lord Gordon rings.
Their revolution is over. I am the revolution now. I like that. I might write it down.
But we should get back to your bulldogs. Send them out. Have everyone meet at the prison. Though God knows how we'll get in.
He might not, but I do. Oh, and I'll need half a dozen stout fellas.
All right, Rudge, you've got exercise. Keep you healthy for the rope. Go on, get some fresh air.
I'm the devil, choosing Clink.
I know that bird.
Oh, there you are, Grip. I knew you wouldn't leave me.
No, I know that boy. Oi, you lad. Come here.
Me?
What's your name, boy?
Oh, I know that too. I'm Barnaby Rudge, and this is Grip.
I'm the devil. You're the fool.
And I'm your dad.
My dad's dead. Well, I said so.
Well, she lied, because here I am. Do I look dead?
Well, you smell dead.
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know that I need a dad, to come to think of it. Unless you look at my eyes.
No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
Look, son, you were supposed to love and obey your dad. That's how it is. Can you remember that?
Well, find about Mark?
Well, she ain't here, but I am. Is that your bread ration?
It's what they gave me.
Right, well, you can start by giving it to me. Bloody bird. Break his jaw. Get him off me. Get him off me.
Let him go.
You keep it away from me or I'll break its neck.
Grip don't like you, Dad. Oh, no. Not one little bit.
In Westminster, in the rooms of the coming man, the man of the times, Sir John Chester, MP.
Don't you wait to be asked in now.
Seems like all bets is off.
Really? As far as I know, Tyburn still stands, as does Newgate.
As far as you know.
Pray, do explain.
They reckon to smash it down, the prison, set free any that's been taken.
It'll be a task. Can they do it?
Maybe, maybe not.
If you led them, Hugh, inspired them, could they do it?
More than that short-arsed son of a bitch, Captain Little Legs.
And yet his name's on every lip. The people fear him. Captain Tappertit and his bulldogs.
People are fools.
No doubt. Now, isn't it interesting how quickly popular fame can arise and how fast it can depart? As you say, my friend, people are fools, which is why they require to be led. Have you seen Mr. Gashford?
Not hide nor hair.
Departing too, perhaps. Very well. Let Newgate fall. It'll scare them all back into the pen. Under the hand of their good shepherd, the next Home Secretary of this great land.
That's what you want, is it?
What I want is none of your business if you ever hope to get out of this alive. Though I am, I admit, mildly curious as to what Hugh of Tyburn you want.
Don't move, you villain, or I'll blow your damned head off.
Hold up, G. Varden. I've things to say.
You let yourself into my house, you can let yourself out. Alive or dead, makes no difference to me.
Don't you fret, my noble captain. I has poured a mug of beer down the barrel. That Barker ain't firing nothing at a united bulldog.
Stout work, Miggs. Come on, lads, it's open house for bulldogs.
Damn you, Simon Tappertit.
Captain, to you. Take him. That's it, lads. Bind him tight.
You were so masterful when you was in full fig.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, sit him down.
Take what you want, you damn thief, then go.
Oh, gee, Varden, hasn't you twigged it yet? What we want is you. Pick him up, tear and all.
Don't leave me, Sim. I'm a bulldog too. Associate status or no, I will stand by your side in this struggle against the H.O.R. of Rome.
We ain't got no space for females. This draft is quaffing for heroes only. Let's go!
Then I henceforth cast off my sex and like Queen Bess of old stand foursquare with the united bulldogs! Woof, 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 woof!
The city is in disorder. Only the lost are left here.
Emma!
Wild-eyed, frantic, Geoffrey Haredale. He thinks Gabriel Varden waits at home in case they return, the lost girls,
Emma!
Whilst he searches here, there.
Sir! Sir! Can you help me?
Why, all that's holy. Mrs. Rudge, how come you here?
My boy, my Barnaby, they took him away.
Aye, my niece too, and Miss Dolly.
The circus, Barnaby thought. The bright people with their banners and trumpets, they took him away from me. I was lost in the smoke.
The whole world is lost in the smoke. I think they want to burn the city to the ground. Here, take my hand, Mrs. Rudge. Hold tight now. I have news that I would not, that I must. Your husband is taken.
Oh!
I took him. I could do nothing else. Mr. Varden tells me you knew.
I knew.
Why did you never say, woman? All these years.
All the years of Barnaby's life.
Do you think the boy would have been born so if the shock had not pushed a knife into my belly? Do you think Will Rudge would have walked free if he had not threatened my boy?
That's why you ran.
For Barnaby, my baby, my innocent, punished.
Then let us look together for our lost children, Mrs. Rudge. Let us go into hell and pray that a compassionate God will keep us safe.
They hurry on into the smoke that drifts from the burning center, a city in flames, the air as hot as 1,000 ovens. Fire splashing like vast tides beating against the walls of Newgate Prison until the very darkness of its iron heart bursts into flame.
You must call this off, my friend. It has gone too far.
I say it's not gone far enough.
I speak for Lord George Gordon, and I say enough.
And I speak for King Mob, Mr. Gashford. And I say with my friend here, not so.
I am your leader. You must listen to me. All of you, go to your homes. We have done too much.
Not half enough.
Our friends are inside, Mr. Gashford, and we mean to have them out. Can you open the gates for us?
You know I can't.
Then what good are you to us?
I command you, in the name of Lord George Gordon and the Anglican Church!
You best go now.
You can't tell me to go. I am...
My hammer can send you to hell.
No, no, it can't happen. Not like this. It's not fair.
Well, looks like you learned something at last. Too bad it won't do you no good. Someone take this away!
That's all very well, Gypsy, but we still ain't got no way of getting through that bloody great door and save our mates.
It's the captain!
What's Little Legs up to now?
More bollocks, most like.
Little bollocks.
Comrades, I give you Gabriel Varden, the man who made the lock that holds this gate closed against us.
Bring him over! Can the maker unmake his work?
I'll be damned if I will, sir.
Aye, he knows all its secrets. Give him 5 minutes with a crook wire and a lever and our brothers will be free.
I'll give you 5 weeks in a condemned cell, Simon Tappertit.
You will open this lock.
I will not.
If you ever hope to see your daughter again.
Easy, Captain.
You know where she is?
I know where she may be found.
Is she safe?
In these times, no one's safe unless they're friends of ours. Be our friend, G. Varden.
And let the scum of Newgate out into the city.
Save your daughter. Save Miss Emma.
God help me.
Do it, Varden. Save them.
In the name of God, I cannot do it. I cannot.
Don't be a fool, old man. You know what will happen to him. Look at me. You know what will happen.
I cannot. I will not.
Bring him over here. Under the tree, Gypsy. Throw a rope under that branch.
What are you doing?
Why, here we are at Newgate. And what did I do at Newgate?
Very handy you are, Dennis, with the noose.
Andy is as Andy does. Now, Mr. Varden, consider a step into eternity or a simple twiddle and turn to open the lock. Your choice, your lovely daughter, sir.
Best go with him. They mean it.
I spent my whole life making locks to keep people safe.
Enough with the speeches, Chief Arden.
And to go to hell, Simon Tappertit!
Pull away, lad!
Oh, hold, I say!
Damn to what you say.
Let the old man go!
On whose authority? I'm captain here, and I say it's eternity for G. Varden. Pull!
I have orders from Lord George Gordon! He wants this man preserved!
I dare say he wanted Mr. Gashford preserved and all. Didn't do him much good.
You best listen!
Do I know you, mister?
If you know anything, mister, you know, let this man go!
No, comrade, you listen. The lords and masters might have started this, but I'm the revolution now, and I say...
And I say string the bastard up!
Good!
Oh, you cut my bloody rope!
I had enough of your bloody rope, Dennis. Maybe we best stop jabbering and burn the bloody gates down, all right? Or ain't you really so keen to get inside, Newgate?
Don't question me, Gypsy.
I just did.
One day you'll go too far.
Aye, and then you'll be a dead man. All right, boys! No more bosses, no more leaders! We're the leaders now, I say! If they won't give it to us, we'll take it! Burn the gates!
Burn the gates!
Burn the gates!
God bless you, friend. They were
They were.
They were going to kill you for sure, Mr. Varden.
If you hadn't...
I think if you hadn't recognized me, I would have been as dead as you.
What does Gordon want with me?
Oh, nothing. He's never heard of you.
Then why? Who? Oh, Lord. Joe. Joe Willett.
Aye. The last you saw of me was my raggedy arse running off down the street.
We don't know where they are, Joe. What? Dolly and Emma. You remember?
All too well.
They're missing. Lost. Who knows? Sim. Simon Tappertit.
Aye, another old acquaintance.
He said he knew where they were.
Can you walk?
I can still do that.
Then go home. Lock the door and wait until I send for you.
And you? What will you do, Joe?
I'll keep Tappertit in sight. If he does know where they are, sooner or later, he will go with them.
Joe, what of Ned Chester? Do you know...
Go!
I won't hear no word against him, not my Sim. I as a United Bulldog too, associate status, and he is my captain.
Oh, it didn't stop him locking you up with us.
I is here to guard against you escaping. Sim told me so. He said, guard 'em, mix. They is tricky females, especially the fat one.
Oh, for pity's sake, do be quiet, Miggs.
And the rude papistical one too. I is a soldier in a great cause.
Miggs, you are an idiot. Do you think you can trust Sim an inch?
He is my captain and my... Well, modesty forbids.
Oh, which is why he said he'd get me in his... Huh? That he and I... He would...
Miss, you have been picking up nasty Romish habits of lying from your friend. I advise you to clap a bung in it sharpish like.
Or what?
Or there will be trouble.
They've just burnt London. I don't see what more they could do.
Free us all from the H.O.R. of Rome? Oh, when that great task is...
I wish I'd attended better when Father was going on about his locks. I always thought it was boring.
Instead of sitting around stuffing yourself with cream and cakes, miss, eh?
Emma, have you another hairpin?
Not a one, doll.
Miggs?
Give it up, fatso. You ain't going nowhere.
Hold her, Emma. We'll see.
Oh, you hurt me.
Miggs, you hit her.
Well, ain't that a surprise? Me? I was been it since I can remember. And I was working all the hours of the day since I can remember. And I was ignored and spat upon since I can remember. And I may not have your eye manners, missy, nor your peachy skin, fatso, but I got a punch on me that can put either of you on your lardy-dardy arses, so button it.
Why, Miggs? Why? We've always been kind to you, haven't we?
To be more. To be a bulldog.
Weakened by fire, the gates of Newgate will not hold against King Mob. The monarch is coming home to his dark kingdom.
Captain, take your bulldogs into the east wing. That's where they'll be holding the new intake.
Bulldogs with me!
You seem to know your way around.
I spent some time here, Gypsy, for me sins.
Yeah! I the devil! Stand down! Stand down all! Lock up! Lock up!
Come on, boy, we're out of here!
What's happening, Dad? Maybe Griff don't like it.
Hurry up, boy. We need to get clear before the troopers arrive.
Where are we going, Dad?
How the hell should I know? Come on!
Look at them sparks fly. That's it, they come off, see?
Sparks fly, quick fly, Barnaby fly, eyes are devil.
Now yours, stand still. That's how it's done, boy. Come on now, we've got... Let the others go first.
Barnaby!
Hugh, over here, I'm over here. I did my duty, Hugh. I stood steady even when the soldiers came. I stood firm. I stood for the safety post.
Oh, good man, Barnaby. Now, we need to get out of here. That bastard Chester sent in the soldier boys. He always meant to, I reckon.
That's what I'm saying.
And who are you?
That's my dad, brothers, Hugh. I've got to look after him, see?
Put down your arms and surrender! This is your last warning! Last warning!
United Bulldogs! No surrender!
Seeing a lot of old faces tonight. You're Captain Bloody Midnight.
You keep it still, matey.
Or what? In case you missed it, I'm rescuing you. You coming or staying, Barnaby?
You better be going, then.
That's what I've been saying.
Fire!
I'm hit.
Damn it!
Leave him! Come on, boy, we gotta go! Now!
I can't leave Hugh, he's my friend. Come on, Hugh, he's the hand.
Leave him, I said.
Oh, you better go, Barnaby.
You're my friend.
I ain't your friend, idiot. I'm nobody's friend.
Of course you is. You take hold there, Hugh. I know where we can go out and know. To our old college. Mark told me it's still there for us. I can go home with you. Dad gives a hand.
You bloody kid. Come on, then.
Fire! Dennis!
I've got you then, Gypsy.
Oh, ain't that bad. We're going to
Cheapside, Dunstable Road, cottages there by the Bowie, third along.
Go to stable door painted green.
Bring food and drink tomorrow. Oh, I had something to dig this bastard ball up me leg.
I'll find you, mate. Don't you worry, Dennis won't let you down.
All you bulldogs, gather at Seven Dials in the morning. We meet there. No surrender. No popery.
No sense.
King Mob. That's what they call themselves. King and country united. That's what we are. Tonight, they attack Newgate Prison and liberated the prisoners. Well, I am happy to tell honorable members that the great majority of those liberated prisoners have either been retaken or struck down by the forces of law and order after the timely arrival of the militia. This evening, the Attorney General, on the promoting of this opposition, issued warrants against Lord George Gordon and his senior advisers. Believe me, this madness will soon be over.
And quiet has fallen at last. Thus King Mob, that great angry sea of flame and fury, flows, leaks, drips, dribbles and drains away into the cracks and crevices, the interstices of time and the city. On time, a new day dawns out of the old, at Seven Dials.
United Bulldogs, you can come out now, your captain's here. No surrender! No! Lads! No! Popery! United! Bulldogs!
Though King Mob has gone for now, he has left behind him unfinished business. Bills, debts, and obligations to be paid. Questions to be answered. At Mrs. Rudge's cottage.
Dad, Hugh, I got water for you.
What good's water? I need brandy.
Over here. That's better.
Better? You think anything's better in this world?
I'm the devil! I'm the devil!
Aye. Collecting our souls for hell.
We're alive, ain't we?
That's what me and Grip reckon, Hugh. Better to be alive, eh?
Is that why you had your damned riots, then?
Don't know why anyone else did. Me? Just seemed like a good idea at the time.
You got shot for it.
I got shot, but if the luck had gone the other way, I wouldn't have. It don't matter a pinch of snuff in this world what a man wants or how he tries to get it. Things happen, that's all. Or they don't.
Aye, you're right enough there. Whenever a fella tries to get on a bit, the world comes and slaps him down.
You should be like your boy Barnaby. He don't care a fig one way or the other, do you?
Me and Grip would hit things as we find them.
Well, that's good enough for an idiot boy and a bastard blackbird, but it don't do for a man. No, it don't. I wants more. I always did. I always will.
Well, Dad, here comes breakfast, along with Mr. Dennis. So that got me bad, didn't it?
Can't be bad, my arse!
Good morning to you, gentlemen.
So you come.
As good as my word, Gypsy.
Oh, that'd be a first.
Only you didn't weigh around here all I said last night. I said, you can be sure you'll get just what you deserve, which is the rope. Take them all, lads.
Damn you.
There you go, mate. Do what you will, the world wags as it will. Come on, Barnaby.
God, help me up.
That's what I like to hear, Gypsy. Handsome is as handsome does it. Take him out.
You could let the boy go.
Oh, I could die laughing too. I'll be seeing you.
Just what is it you does do, Dennis, for a living like?
You can call me Jack Ketch.
For something.
Why, I'm the hangman, my darling boy. Take him!
Jack Ketch
is a devil! I ain't finished, you see, I'll get mine. It's only 20 years. I'll get mine, you'll see!
Now I, you'll get yours.
Are you awake?
How can I sleep?
Oh, she can. The sleep of the righteous.
Are we ever going to get out of here, doll?
Of course. Someone will come.
But who? And what will they do? What's happening, doll? What happened? They burnt my house down. What do they want?
Oh, Mix just wants to be a united bulldog, whatever that is. I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know what happened, or why it happened, or what will happen next. I just wish I had something to eat.
How long is it since we...
Migs, aren't you hungry too?
I am not. I have my duty, and that is enough.
What if they never come back? What if they can't? We'll die here, Migs.
Is that what you want?
My captain will not let me down. Migs, it's Simon Tappertit. He's a stupid, vain, arrogant and utterly ridiculous little man.
How does it feel, Dolly Varden, to be on the other side of a slap?
Visitor Rudge.
Ain't got no one I wants to see.
Will, it's me. Can you give us a moment, please?
I'll be along the passage. Call me if you need me.
Look at me, William Rudge.
Well, you've come to crow, have you, Mary? Or maybe ask me to repent?
Not for that. Not for you. Just one thing from me, for your son.
The idiot?
He's a boy. A little boy in his mind, that's all. He tried to help you, Will. He took you home where he thought you'd be safe. Now you, please, help him.
He's nothing to me. None of you are.
He's your son.
Wooder, take this woman away. She's getting on my bloody nerves.
In the aftermath, we think, what's the handle that was grasped? The anger that erupted? How did we get here? There are reasons, but are there excuses? Was anything gained? Was anything learned? Can we do better? Will we do better? Did Gordon lead or follow? Did Sim Tappertit, that hero, follow or lead?
Who's there?
Whoa, easy, Captain.
What news, Dennis? What of our comrades?
Mostly took or dead by now. Lord Gordon himself is banged up like any poor wight, except he's in a tower and gets a decent supper. It's over.
What? Are we to slink back to our former lairs and obey our masters once again? I've tasted command. I cannot give it up. I might write that down. Have you got a pencil?
Got something better. A plan. So that you and me walk out of this free and easy, ready to fight another day.
Really?
But they has to go.
Who?
The women. The witnesses, all of them. With them out of the way and an accident to the old locksmith, there's no one to put a finger on us.
Well, how?
Burn the place down. There's been enough fires. One more won't hardly be noticed and there'll be ashes. The old white, he'll be easy. Slip into the house, pillar over his face, no noise, no mess. They'll say it was the exertion, and you and me, we're away.
Well, it ain't exactly heroic, Dennis.
A hero can't be an hero if he's dead.
You got a point there.
You got tinder?
I have. And there's straw in the cellar right under the room they're in. So, my captain.
Well, this'll go up, well, like dry straw.
You should write that down.
Hey?
So you can contemplate it. Careful, Captain! As you burn...
Oh, it hurts! It hurts! My leg, Dennis, help me. I think I broke my damn leg.
Don't you see it yet? You're supposed to be the bright boy, ain't you, with all the writing, no?
What have you done?
Only one rule in Dennis's world. Keep breathing. Of course, sometimes that means the other bugger has to stop. Honestly, I would have liked to hang you, Cap. But we don't always get exactly what we want, do we?
Please! Please, Dennis, please! My future! The world needs me! There's so much I ain't done yet!
Oh, there she goes! Goodbye, Captain Little Legs!
Don't call me Little Legs!
Can you smell something? You still on about food? I should shut it if I was you, Fatty, or we'll think about eating you. Hold on. It's smoke. Smoke!
It's getting hotter.
Smoke!
The door! Help! Someone help! Oh. Help us! Please!
The board's open the windows!
Help me!
Please!
It's all gonna burn!
Oh, Lord! Timmy, where are you?
Paul! Paul!
Hey, I'm moving!
Oh, God! Help. Paul!
Dolly! All of you! Hurry! Hurry! It's Ben! Follow me! Don't breathe! Keep low! Hurry! Hurry! Down to the street!
My captain! He's in there! He needs help!
Don't be a fool!
Mix, you can't help him! Sim! Sim, you're not missing him!
No!
Oh, God! Mix! Here! Down here! Oh, God, help me!
I'm coming! I'll help you. I won't let you down. Captain, come on!
He hurt me. My leg, I can't walk, Mix.
Then I'll carry you.
We have to go on the steps. Oh, God, help me!
Hold on. There's got to be another way. The coal hole, there's always...
Mix. Mix, don't leave me. Please don't leave me.
Don't you worry none, Captain Sim. I is a united bulldog. And I am staunch until the end.
Dolly! Are you all right?
Joe? Joe Willett, is that you?
Aye, it's me.
But you're a man. I mean, you were just... when you left, but you... Oh, Joe. Joe!
Emma! Emma! Thank God!
Come on. It's Joe Willett, do you see? It's Joe, he's come back.
I do, my dear, and thank God for it. He followed Varden's man all night, all day, until he came here. We owe him so much.
Oh, but don't you see, Uncle, if Joe has come back, then Ned too. Surely Ned is... Uncle, what is it? What is it?
Got company for you. Getting a bit overcrowded out here.
There's room enough for all.
In you go. Caught a bugger trying to burn down a house. Very careless, Mr. Dennis. Getting nabbed like that.
Look here, Gypsy. I've got friends, OK? You better remember people know me. I've got influence.
Not in this cell, you ain't.
No, I didn't mean... I'm sorry, but look...
But? I'll take your time. We got all night. And tomorrow, a couple of weeks at least. Now, you were saying?
Listen, mate. What you were saying when you was talking about your mopping tops.
What's that to you?
Please, just listen to me, will you? Just please.
I acted from hate of an old enemy. I blamed the son for the father, and the son went away and died of it.
He died of fever. Joe Willett made that quite plain, Haredale.
You did not see Emma's face when I told her. For a moment, I thought she might walk into those flames. Then that she might wish I should walk there. Not a foot away, your Dolly and her Joe held each other. And Emma will never, ever hold the man she loved. And the blame is mine.
This is a bad business, my friend. Half a city burnt. God knows how many to face the law. I and poor Barnaby amongst them.
Surely they will understand. Be compassionate.
Now, Mr. Speaker, is not the time for softness, for weakness. Now, let us show our mettle as Englishmen and take up the simple sword of truth, the shield of fair play, and strike down King Mob for good. Hang them all, I say. Hang them all!
And the judges say,
William Rudge, guilty.
It ain't fair. I never had a chance in this world. It ain't fair.
Hugh of Tyburn, as you choose to be known.
Choose? Who does?
Guilty.
I was born guilty. And hope to die so too. The only thing I regret, getting a lad mixed up in it.
Take him down. Next.
My lord, I was never one of them. I swear it. I rounded up the ringleaders. I was helping everybody. Oh, my lord, you can't. I'm the hangman. I'm the hangman.
Take him down. Next.
I was a good soldier. I did my duty. I never let my friends down. You can trust Barnaby, so you can.
Guilty.
My lord, we are his friends. May we...
Guilty.
Sir, surely you can see that the boy...
Guilty. Prisoner, you will be hanged by the neck until you are dead this day fortnight, and may God have mercy on your soul.
My lord, I am his mother.
Take him down. Next.
I am his mother.
Now look, I bought you your favourite pie. Miss Dolly baked it for you.
Why, this is a Liberty Hall. Ain't it just great? Tucky old chap.
And all your friends, they send you...
No, don't you be crying, Ma. Here, I'll give you a hug. Now that's better, ain't it? Remember when you used to give me hugs, but I had them bad dreams?
Do you dream now, Barnaby?
Oh, I has capped dreams, Ma. Me and Grip will get up to such luck to do. And this is good, Grip. Come on now, you loves a good steak and mushroom pie. I know she does. Ma, you have some too.
Oh, I won't, my dear. I'm not hungry. What's that?
Oh, then be old Hugh kicking the parson's ass out of his cell. That's what he said he'd do when parson comes.
Oh, don't speak so, Barnaby.
Oh, I says my prayers every night just like you taught me. God bless Grip, and God bless Ma, and God bless me. Now, don't you fret none, Ma. Me and Grip will find out how the stars shine. Won't that be fun? Won't it just?
Won't it just? Won't it just?
Enter. Chester.
Mr. Haredale. How glad I am to see you safe and sound. And Mr. Varden, I believe?
The last time we met, Sir John, it was your son's accident I informed you of. This time I come to offer my...
Yes, yes. Ned is dead. The West Indies. Never a healthy situation. He would have done better to listen to my advice.
You've made a name for yourself these recent days, Chester. They say you are quite the coming man.
Merely a question of catching the tide of events and acting without fear.
The gallows can testify to that.
And have you come to congratulate me, Haredale, on saving the Catholics, on putting down the riots, in short, on saving your bacon?
Do sit.
We'll stand, Sir John, if you have no objection.
Please yourself. I am a busy man. The new Home Department has much to do. So, how may I serve you?
As Home Secretary, you can sign a pardon for one Barnaby Rudge. He was taken as a rioter, but his intellectuals are disordered. He is no more than a child.
The rope will cure what ails this Barnaby Rudge. This is no time for weakness. I am sorry you have wasted your efforts.
It will not do, I suppose, to appeal to your better nature. No? Well, perhaps not. However, this document may be of interest.
I can hardly imagine it would.
It is a sworn statement before a notary from one Hugh, stating that he acted on your instructions, fomenting and executing the late riots.
Oh, weak, weak, Geoffrey. It's so typical of you. Some renegado trying to save his own skin. Why should I have any contact with such rabble?
Because, sir, we have a second statement from one Dennis, public hangman. You will need to commute his sentence to transportation, by the way.
Pray tell why?
His first job as public hangman, 20 years since, was a gypsy girl, hanged for theft. Food for her 6-year-old son. She'd been the mistress of a fine gentleman, she said. He would help her, she said. He did not.
So typical of you, John.
As you know, the hangman keeps the possessions of the dead to sell, or, in this case, retain as a memento of his first turning off. A gold locket with a portrait of a fine gentleman, engraved with that fine gentleman's name. Your name. Hugh is your son, and you let his mother hang.
This is ridiculous. Not a speck of truth in it. It defies logic. The evidence is flawed.
Evidence, man? Did King Mob burn down half London on evidence? In these times, men will believe anything. After all, some of them actually believe that Sir John Chester is a great politician in the making.
And we don't want to disabuse them, do we? The documents are prepared. All you have to do is sign them.
And you may burn both statements yourself.
We have the warrants prepared.
I am, above all, a practical man, so... Is that all? Please leave the statements with me. You may go.
Hurry, Barton.
I bid you good day, sir.
You too, Geoffrey. Not so enamoured of your company. What are you doing?
Something I stole from friend Varden's workshop. A skeleton key. No one will disturb us now.
What do you mean, man? Are you insane? I'm the Home Secretary.
The minute our backs are turned, you will burn the statements and redact the pardons.
Obviously.
This way, your last act as a living man will be one of compassion and healing. Why, you'll go down in history as a great heart, struck down by a ruthless Catholic assassin seeking revenge for his loss.
They'll hang you, all of you. For God's sake, Geoffrey.
You know between us, John, I think we muster a good 5 of the 7 deadly sins, so let's not bother the Almighty.
You can't get away with it.
You have a sword. I suggest you draw it.
Are you a fool, Haredale? Have you learnt nothing? I don't want to fight you.
Then you will die. I will kill you, John. Defend yourself.
I beat you at school. I beat you over the girl. I'll beat you now, Geoffrey. You lose. Your sort always does. I hope you've made confession, or whatever it is you people do, because you will surely meet your God this day. There, you see, I warned you.
Help me.
I'm afraid you are done. Let me look. It is. Oh, fatal, Geoffrey. Fatal.
Here's the thing, John. A man who is not afraid of dying for his cause is not so easy to beat after all.
No, you can't.
I'll meet my God and pay for my sins. But who will you meet, John? The natural order? Dust? Extinction? We die together. I think you lose. You lose.
Oh, shabby. So shabby.
An old inn in Epping, on the far edge of that great galaxy of smoke, misery, and ambition that is still, and evermore shall be, London. The Maypole Inn, before which stands again said Maypole, put up by the new landlord of said inn.
She looks fine enough, don't she, doll?
I only wish your dad could have been here to see it.
Aye. Or Ned Chester. Or any of them that are gone away.
When we were in that room, I wanted to kill Miggs. I hated her. And I suppose she hated me too, but why, Joe? Why?
Do you reckon I wasn't glad to see the pair of them burn? Well, ask me something I know, doll, and I can tell you. You know, if the baby needs feeding, there's customers want their ailing food, that we have our jobs to do. I can tell you that, but no more. Come on.
Tahrir Square, Cairo. Independence Square, Kiev. Gezi Park, Istanbul. Moscow, Paris, Rabat. Why do we endlessly form ourselves into crowds, into mobs? What do we want? What do we fear? Or is the only question, in the end, how each one of us acts when called upon to make the choice?
I'm the devil! You're the Indian!
I don't think so, Grip. I think I'd rather be a teapot.
And perhaps the only truly good man in this story world we have created, of all the characters we have set about their paths, is this Barnaby Rudge.
Then I'd be warm in winter and always have something to drink when I was thirsty.
A simple soul. A child. And yet this is not a child's world. And for the rest of us...
What?
And our hopes of salvation...
Nevermore! Nevermore!
In Barnaby Rudge, A City in Flames, Charles Dickens was played by Ian Glenn. Barnaby Rudge by Daniel Lorry. Grip and Miggs by Joanna Horton. And Mary Rudge by Heather Craney. Simon Tappertit was Brian Dick. Gabriel Varden, Ron Cook. Dolly Varden, Amaka Okafor. Geoffrey Haredale, David Cann. And Emma Haredale, Jamie Barbakoff. John Chester was played by John Mackay, William Rudge and Gashford by Tony Bell, John Willett by David Schofield, Joe Willett by Matthew Watson, Ned Dennis by Stephen Hartley, and Hugh by Ashley Kumar. Barnaby Rudge was dramatised by Mike Walker and directed by Jeremy Mortimer.
There's another chance to hear this final episode of Barnaby Rudge at 9 o'clock on Saturday evening, or you can catch up any time over the next 7 days on the Radio 4 website. And beginning next Saturday...
on BBC Radio 4.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to start our descent into...
new writing, short stories and seminal works.
Turner, it's Jack.
Can't be. Jack's dead.
Do I sound dead?
Starring Ian Glenn, Jessica Raine, Hayley Atwell, and Eric Jacobi.
Yes! Is he?
Now we knew for sure we weren't alone. We almost wish we were.
For more information, search online for Dangerous Visions.
And the Dangerous Visions begin next weekend when Ian Glen stars as a vagrant haunted by his tattoos which tell the future in The Illustrated Man by Ray Bradbury, next Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on Radio 4.